Tony, what's your reaction to that?
First half, you know, I thought it was nothing came in lots of respects. I don't think they created much, and we didn't. And they score a wonder goal, and it's actually a free kick for us. You know, Rodriguez is fouled, and it's our free kick, not their free kick. And you can't stop. You know, he's pulled one out of the bag, the lad. You know, who smashed it in. It's a wonder strike. Second half, we're going to make the changes. When the player got sent off. And if there was a criticism, really and truthfully, we should have created more opportunities and more chances in the final third than what we did. But having said that, the keeper's made two great saves and Solomon's won. You know, Solomon's been so unfortunate this year. There's loads of stuff that, you know, he's had opportunities and chances, and it's a great header. And it goes the wrong side of the post. Last year they were going in, this year they're not.
Did you do enough, though, in that final half an hour to get back into the game? Did you feel?
Well, in respect of the positions that we got into, yes, we were in their final third, you know, a lot of times. But you need that one-on-one situation where someone's going to take someone out of the game and create that opportunity and that chance. And if they, like I say, if there's a criticism of the team, and I don't want to do that because they keep going this lot, is that little bit of quality in the final third.
But the run that you've been on, this is a damaging result for you, isn't it?
Well, we're 15th in the Premiership. I took over the football club, 3 years ago? And we've got better players now. We've got the club is a better club within the club. You know, there's lots of things that we've done. And the club's moved on. What we've done over the 3 years is continuously grow and get better and get better and get stronger. And the aspirations at the beginning of the season were higher than 10th. And you can't stop that. And because we've had such a bad run, then, you know, it becomes worse for the people whose expectations were higher. And it is a poor run. I think it's one of the worst runs I've ever been on as a manager. But you have to keep going.
The fans were chanting against you at various times in the second half. What's your message to them?
No, I understand. You know, I totally understand. You know, if you're on the run that we're on, then I don't care which club you're going to take stick, and there's going to be a certain group of supporters who are going to give you a hard time. And you know, it's not the first time it's happened to me as a manager, and you have to take it. You know, my concern more than anything is with the players. You know, I want I want them to be protected and them to play and give everything in every game.
So John Williams in the tunnel, have you spoken to the chairman after the game?
Yeah, John's popped in to have a chat with the lads and everything else. And like I say, we're not just getting the breaks, little things that can turn a game our way, and that's been our disappointment. And two games away from Southampton game where the lads caused a wonder goal, and today where there's a wonder strike. It's hard to take it.
You still have the chairman's confidence, you feel?
Well, you have to speak to the chairman about that, but he's been he's a good man, John. He knows the game, knows the score, knows what it's all about. But I'm not stupid enough to think that you can just get away with losing every week. We've got to get some results, more for the players than anybody else.